hear ye. Presenting...
Hector Heathcote reporting for duty, sir.
The Hector Heathcote Show.
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to the Hector Heathcote Show, where we will join our good friend Hashimoto and his family, Sidney the Elephant and his Animal Kingdom friends, and, of course, Hector Heathcote himself, in some of their most exciting adventures. So just sit back and enjoy yourself. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. And now, boys and girls, get ready for another exciting adventure with Hector Heathcote. And a very important one, too.
Of the many famous bells in the world, perhaps none is as well known or as well loved as the Liberty Bell. But little is known of the dedicated men who helped deliver this symbol of liberty to us. Ours is the story of one. His name, Hector Heathcote, a simple, moving man.
Yes, Hector Heathcote would deliver anything, anywhere, using his little horse and wagon. But alas, the wagon only had two wheels on it instead of the usual four, which gave him no end of trouble.
Heathcote took pride in his work and would tackle every job eagerly.
Oh boy, an important job today. Real important.
But like most businessmen, Heathcote had a competitor.
Hey, how'd you get another job? Don't strain your back, puny.
We're getting the State House ready for the installation of the Liberty Bell, and that desk is a prized possession. You do a good job, Heathcote, and we'll let you hold the Liberty Bell for us.
The Liberty Bell? I'll do a good job, sir. Yes, sir. Don't you worry, sir.
With his horse and wagon waiting at the steps of the State House, Heathcote came out with the desk. But its heavy weight was too much for him. It slipped out of his hands, fell on top of the wagon, and crushed it.
Heathcote, you're fired. I should have gotten the Benedict movers to start with.
Having failed on this important job, Heathcote was feeling mighty low. Little did he know that historic events were shaping up in which he would play a vital role.
Oh, boy! Liberty Bell arrives today. Cast in England for Pennsylvania State House. I know I can do that job. They've got to give me another chance. Please, sir, let me haul the Liberty Bell, sir. Give me another chance, sir. I'll...
Heathcote, I wouldn't trust the Liberty Bell to you if it were made of rubber. Besides, I've already given the job to Benedict.
Come on, puny. You can watch our real mover in action.
Swallowing his bitter disappointment, Heathcote went along to watch his competitor do the one job he had desperately wanted.
There was Benedict, carrying the bell so easily over his head, flipping it up and down as the crowd gasped, then cheered. Then Benedict, acting like a real show-off, tried spinning the bell and balancing it on one finger. Well, this was too much, for the bell became very heavy and started to fall. Benedict tried to catch the bell, but it was too late. After hitting him in the head several times, it fell to the ground and crumbled into 1,000 pieces.
And so the first Liberty Bell cast in England was a total loss. Later, Heathcote once again was called to the State House.
Heathcote, we've had a new Liberty Bell cast right here in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's good, sir. That's good. I'm glad, sir.
We thought you might deliver that bell safely from the foundry to the State House.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll do a good job, sir. Yes, sir. You can count on me, sir. I'll be very careful, sir.
Heathcote was determined to make good, but his competitor had other ideas.
If he thinks he's gonna show me up, he's crazy.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And so Hector Heathcote got under the bell and with all his strength started to lift it so that he could put it on his wagon. But he did not know that his competitor Benedict was in front of his horse enticing it with an apple. The horse moved forward to eat the apple. Heathcote slipped and the bell landed on top of him. Without knowing where he was, Heathcote staggered groggily under the bell to the edge of a cliff and fell off into the water. When Heathcote saw that the precious Liberty Bell was heading towards a roaring waterfall, he jumped into it and started paddling backwards frantically. When this didn't stop the bell, Heathcote grabbed an overhanging limb of a tree with one hand and desperately hung on to the bell with the other. But his troubles were just beginning. The nasty Benedict sawed off the limb, and both Heathcote and the bell went tumbling over the fall.
Oh! 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 Oh!
While Heathcote tried valiantly to deliver the bell, a crowd of patriots gathered in anticipation.
They're gonna have a long wait. Oh, no!
Suddenly, he appeared walking under the bell down a steep hill on the road to the stage house. But Benedict did not give up so easily either. He threw a log under Heathcote's feet, which started poor Hector rushing down the hill so fast that he lost control of the bell. And as he hit a wall of stone, the bell went sailing into the sky and landed in the belfry tower of the State House, just where it was supposed to be.
And so the famous bell was delivered intact by one Hector Heathcote. And although slightly cracked in later years, that is, the bell, it still remains a symbol of liberty.